I think I'm ready now. Well, good morning, children. So what I want to talk about this morning is stretching the truth. Does anybody know what that means when I say stretching the truth?
Lying.
Exaggerating. Exaggerating, lying, you got it. So when we stretch the truth, a lot of times we, if something happens and maybe it's, we see something and it wasn't actually that exciting or whatever, but if we add some details to it and we tell our friends, it makes it sound way more exciting. And another way to stretch the truth, it seems a little bit the opposite, but it's still considered stretching a truth, is when we let out some details so we don't get in trouble. We say just part of it. Because if we would say the whole thing, then we'd be in trouble. So we say just enough to get by. One thing that we often see is like if somebody catches a fish or shoots a deer, and maybe it's just a small fish, and you wanna take a picture of it and show your friends, but it's kind of embarrassing how small it is. So one thing that some people like to do is they like to hold it way in front of them like that, and they put the camera real close to the fish, and it makes the fish look about that big, and then you see the little person way behind it, and it looks like, wow. So is that an honest photo, or is that kind of a lie? Yeah. So I want to... There's another example in the Bible where these two people... Their names are Ananias and Sapphira, I think. You guys all know that story. They sold some land, and they took part of the money, and they gave it to the apostles, and they said, is this how much you sold the land for? And they're like, it was true. They sold it for that much, but they kept some of it back. They didn't say the exact price. They just sold, they said, we sold it for 50,000, they meant to sell it for 55,000. So they didn't say all the details, and that was lying. Now there's a story in the Bible. There was when the children of Israel were wandering through the wilderness, they came up to Canaan's land, and Moses, he sent I think it was 12 spies. He told them to go over there and sneak in there and just look at the land. So some of these spies, they really stretch the truth. So we're going to read the story. It's in a Bible story form here. It's called The 12 Spies. And when the Israelites came to the wilderness of Paran, they were very close to the land God had promised them. One more march would take them across the border into the beautiful country. And the Lord told Moses, send 12 men into the land of Canaan to spy out the land. Moses chose 12 good men and told them, cross over the plain and go up into the hills and see what the land is like. See what kind of people live there, whether they are weak or strong, few or many. Find out whether the land is good or bad, whether there is wood on it. Notice what kinds of cities they have, whether they live in tents or strongholds. Bring back fruit from the land. The first grapes should be ripe now. Finally, go with good courage. For 40 days, the spies went here and there through the land, through the promised land. They spent 40 days walking in and around there and just taking note of everything they saw. And they saw strong cities and small towns. They saw fields of grain and large vineyards of grapes. The land was beautiful and full of all kinds of fruits and food. In this land, they would not become hungry for meat, fruit, or vegetables. When the spies returned to Israel's camp, they brought samples of the fruit that grew in Canaan. Two men carried one large cluster of grapes on a pole between them. Can you imagine grapes that big? There was one big old cluster of grapes. They hung it across a stick, and one guy had the stick on his shoulder, and another guy had the same stick. The big old cluster of grapes between them. I think the Bible says that each grape was about the size of a man's fist. Never before had the people seen such wonderful fruit. Then 10 of the spies told about Canaan. So they came back, and now it was time to give the report of what they saw. And 10 of them, this was what they said. It said, it is a rich land. We brought you some of the fruit that grows there. But the people live in great walled cities. And the Israelites talked to one another about the report. So all the people heard the report, so they were like talking to each other about it. And finally, Caleb, he was another one of the spies. He quieted the people. He told everybody to, you know, calm down. He told them, let us go at once and take the land, for we are able to overcome it. Like, I think we can do this. With God's going to be with us. Let's go take the land that God promised. But the 10 spies did not agree. They were kind of afraid. They didn't want to do it. They didn't trust in God. So you know what they did? They started stretching the truth. They said, we cannot go into the land, for the people are stronger than we. And they said that we saw giants. This is one thing that they said. We saw giants in there. He said, the men of that land are so big, they make us look like grasshoppers. Can you imagine? Now, I did a little bit of figuring. And if I figured it right, let's say the average man is about 6 foot tall, and I'm a little shorter than that. I might have to stand on this step here. I'm about 6 foot now. And let's say a large grasshopper stands about a half inch tall. And that's only like that tall right there, about the size of like the height to my finger right there. Can you imagine a 6 foot man? If I would be the size of a grasshopper right now, how tall do you think a 6 foot man would be standing beside me? If I did the numbers right, he'd be like 860 feet tall. And that's what they said. Can you imagine? Now, you think they stretched the truth a little bit? And then guess what happened? When the people heard that, that scared them so bad, it says they cried all night long. The people were so disappointed that they cried all night. When morning came, they complained against Moses and Aaron. We wish we had stayed in Egypt. They'd have rather been slaves in Egypt because they were like, they're afraid of these giants. I mean, they're like, you go to a big city, some of those buildings are probably not some of the tallest ones, but some of them are 800 foot tall. We wish we had died back in the wilderness rather than be killed by the giants of Canaan. Why has God brought us out here to die? Our wives and our children will be taken prisoners. The people even planned to choose a captain to go back to Egypt. When Moses and Aaron heard about the plan, they fell on their faces and begged the people to obey God. How could these people doubt God's great power after he brought them out of Egypt, led them through the Red Sea on dry land, given them water from a solid rock, rained food from heaven, and protected them from their enemies? God did all that for them, and they still doubted him. Caleb and Joshua, the two spies who had faith in God, tore their clothes because the people did not trust God to give them Canaan. They pleaded with the people, "The land we searched is a wonderful land. The Lord promised it to us. Do not turn back or be afraid." The Lord is with us. Let us go forward. The people would not listen to Caleb and Joshua. Instead, they wanted to kill the two faithful spies. All because they stretched the truth. They made a lie about the people of the land, and it scared everybody so bad. But as the people looked for stones to throw at Caleb and Joshua, they saw the glory of the Lord come down upon the tabernacle. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people provoke me? And how long will it be before they have faith in me? The Lord is so angry with the children of Israel. The Lord was so angry with the children of Israel that he thought he could not put up with them any longer." Moses prayed earnestly for his people. He reminded the Lord, "If our people die here in the wilderness, the Egyptians will say, 'You were not able to take the Israelites to Canaan.'" And Moses pleaded, "Pardon, I beg you, the sin of this people according to your great mercy, even as you have forgiven them from the day they left Egypt until now. For Moses' sake, God forgave the Israelites, but refused to let them change their minds and enter Canaan now." You see what happened? Because they didn't trust God, God said that he's not going to let them enter Canaan. He made them turn around and go wander in the wilderness for many more years until all those people died off. He said, "All of you who are 20 years old and older will never live in Canaan because you have complained against me." To punish them, God commanded them to turn back into the wilderness and camp until every person who had complained was dead. How sorry the people were when Moses told them this. The next morning they got up very early, for they had big plans. See, they were sorry. And so they decided they're going to try to do the right thing now. But it was too late. So the next morning they had very big plans. They said, "We will go forward as the Lord first commanded us." Like, we're going to go in, like God, we're going to do what God said now. After God told them that he's not going to let them enter, they decided they're going to try. And their men who had been trained for battle hurried out of camp to fight the men of Canaan. Moses called after them and said, "Don't go. God is not with you. You will be defeated because you have turned away from the Lord." The men rushed on. They didn't listen. Paying no attention to Moses' warning, the battle did not last long, for the men of Canaan drove the invaders out of the land. They didn't win the battle. So there was an example of somebody stretching the truth and all the consequences that came with it. So that's the same with us today. When we make a habit of exaggerating and stretching the truth, the Bible says that we should not lie. And that's basically lying. We still have a daughter. She's maybe not very small right now, but as small as she was when she was this age, but we try to teach our children not to lie. And she was getting to the age where she could swallow pills. And so one day she asked if she can have a pill. And so mom asked her, she said, "Well, do you have a headache?" And she, well, she just kind of sat there a little bit. She said, "Well, what can I say if I can't lie?" So that's a good question. What can we say if we can't say a lie? Just say the truth. She didn't have a headache. She just wanted to swallow a pill. So I have a tiny little object lesson here. It's not much, but It's just something to help us remember what happens when we stretch the truth. So it's a really, really practical illustration here. Who can read that? What does that say? Truth. It says truth on the balloon. Well, what happens when we stretch the truth? Huh? It becomes a lie. So, let's see if it works here. I'm going to blow it up. I'm going to really blow this thing up, make this little fish look like it's huge, and see what happens. Okay. You can barely see the truth. It's still there a little bit, but what does it say now? What do all those little words say? Lies. See that? It's filled with little lies. The truth is really faint. You can almost not see it, but when you stretch it, it just becomes a bunch of lies. So that's a little... And then if you shrink it back down, you say, I'm sorry, it was actually just that. It becomes the truth again. So... I had a bunch of balloons left over, so I figured each of you can take a few balloons. There's 70 some here, so you can probably each have more than one. And I don't know what you want to do with them. Either blow them up and pop them, or give one to your mom, or I'm not sure. So take a few. Well, let's have a little prayer first, and then you guys can take some balloons and go back to your seat. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you this day, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful weather you've given us. Thank you for allowing us to gather to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for truth. And help us so we can be truthful in all that we do and say. And help us so we don't stretch the truth, Lord, because that's the same as lying. Let's pray that you'll bless the remainder of this day. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.